The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday was Mission Haiti Sunday here at Holy Family. Some of you may know that for many years, Holy Family has been working with Hands Together, an organization in Haiti, to help the poor. They have schools that they free, you know, people don't have to pay tuition, the only schools in Haiti that are free for the students. They have clinics, they feed thousands of people every day. And also, they help people establish farms for them to learn how to produce their own food so they can survive. And yesterday, Father Tom, who works in Haiti, shared with me this story. One time, him and the Sisters of Charity, the Sisters of Mother Teresa, went to a small town so they can take him some food and visit the elderly. And while they were there, gangs started fighting with one another, and there was a lot of shooting, and they were not safe anymore. So they heard that the police station had a helicopter that they want to take all the state officials, city officials, out of the town to take them back to City Soleil for their safety. So Father Tom and the sisters went. The chopper was on the soccer field, and he was trying to get the officer to take them and the sisters with them in the helicopter because it wasn't safe for them to drive back to the city. And while he's talking to the officers, the sisters were standing to the side just praying. But Father Tom could not convince the officer to let him get on the chopper. So he went back to the sisters and said, "Sisters, I'm sorry, but they're not going to take us with us, you know, take us with them. So come and join us, and we can all drive, you know, as a caravan together for our safety and your protection." But the sister said, "No, Father, thank you. We'll stay here." And Father said, "Sister, what do you mean you stay here? It's dangerous. You know, as the night falls, the fighting gonna increase, and your safety cannot be guaranteed, and they're not gonna let us on the chopper." She said, "I understand, Father, but you go. Thank you. We're gonna stay here." So finally, realizing he can't convince the sisters nor the officer to get him on the chopper, he left with his volunteers to go back to the city. Once he got to the city, he decided to go to the convent of the sisters to let the mother superior know that the sisters are still back in the town. So he rings the bell, and the doors open, and the sister that opened the door was one of those sisters who were back in the town. And he said, "Sister, how did you guys get here?" And the sister said, "Father, I think we had a little more faith than you did." The officer finally let him get on the chopper. When Jesus says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a huge tree, you can like almost work miracles, he's not talking about faith that we believe in our heads. He's about how we live our faith. Do we trust that God will be there to help us? Sometimes we go through difficult times. Maybe we're worried about, you know, our exams, we're worried about our health or a family member's health or what's going on in our lives. Do we act like we truly trust that God that will come to our rescue? Or do we panic and we do what we're not supposed to do? That's the true faith that Jesus is calling us to. If we say this is what we believe, then we have to act on our words and live what we say.